talking about oil, we're probably in a period of time which will go down in history as the oil wars period, Bush and Blair. Now you're in government, you're supporting Shannon and
America. We're not, actually.
But you're not supporting it, but you're supporting a party that's supporting it. Is that a hard bullet for you to bite?
Oh, there's an enormous amount of biting of bullets going on when you think that, you know, with six TDs and Fianna Fáil with 78, it would be lovely if the Green Party had an overall majority and we didn't have to, you know, argue the toss and all these things. And when it came to Shannon, we're tearing our hair out over Shannon in the negotiations and going back and forth about it, you know, getting wording that, you know, might move us on in terms of the examination of planes and the suspicion about rendition flights and so forth. And when it came down to it, it was so difficult and indeed impossible to actually get any significant change that the only changes we were going to get were actually probably going to make the matters worse. So we were left wondering, do we just walk away and let Shannon continue on as it is anyway, or do we say, we've done our very best on that, we haven't won it, but we have won 100 million euros in insulation, we have won increasing organic farming fivefold, we have won the implementation of the Kenny report on affordable housing and building land. We have won, you know, reduction of 3% per annum in greenhouse gas emissions with the encouragement for the renewable energy sector as part of that. We have won funding for applied behaviour analysis schools for children with autism. And I mean, I could go on and on and on of things that we've won. And we had to face a decision, will we just abandon all that because we couldn't get anything on Shannon? Or will we just hold up our hands and say, in all honesty, we lost out?
Kind of taking back that there was such a big percentage of the party, say 8 or 6%, that wanted to go into government, did you think it would be that big?
Well, to be honest, they were having to weigh up a very complex situation, and I don't think any of us would say that we were delighted with the outcome. I mean, that, you know, would be just dishonest, because you know, we're obviously pretty cut up about things that we didn't get. You know, like, I mean, the difficulties with the M3, for example, would be issues very close to the hearts of me and everybody in the Green Party. And the same goes for Shannon. So we had to realise we were getting progress and we could make a difference.
I was noticed on your website you had a few weeks ago a link to the Shell to Sea website, and now it's gone. Is that sort of a general shift away from the campaign, or...?
No, that is unfortunately a consequence of being in government, that you have constitution responsibilities to follow the due process. For example, if there's an application in relation to any kind of planning application, you cannot officially, as a minister, meet, because that could be held by whatever side that was arguing to have been an interference in the due process. So it's just unfortunately a reality check. It doesn't mean we've changed our views, or it doesn't mean that we're not as enthusiastic about helping the community in Rossport, for example, and ensuring that safety is a priority, and you know, many of us would share the objectives. I've been to Rossport on a number of occasions myself. I've visited the men when they were imprisoned in Clover Hill. I visited their families in Rossport, and I've been on a number of marches both in Dublin and in County Mayo, and speaking at different rallies. And my views haven't changed. I would say that the situation in Rossport is a microcosm for the country, because unless we take seriously the energy needs of the country in the long term, taking everybody's interests into account, then we're going to find, as a country, we'll have serious problems. And the amount of gas coming in from the Carrib field is nothing like what we need in the country, the way we're going at the moment. So we really have to realise that rather than just searching around for more of this stuff, which is finite and running out fast, we've got to just get over it and get on with developing a post-oil, post-fossil fuel economy. And the sooner we do that, the sooner we'll be in a competitive position to supply our own needs and also be able to generate new kinds of employment that aren't so energy dependent.